relations between Australia and Indonesia, well, they're thought to be on the improve following last year's low point over, well, accusations of spying and the federal government's asylum seeker policy. But continued leaks to the Indonesian media in recent days suggest that Jakarta remains concerned about Canberra's policy of turning back boats. In a speech in Jakarta on Monday, Indonesian Foreign Minister Marty Nadalegawa acknowledged that relations between the two countries still a bit difficult. He again singled out Australia's boat policy for criticism. Now, Dr. Peter McCauley is a visiting fellow at the Indonesia Project at the ANU. He's worked on Indonesian issues for 40 years, and he's been closely following the ups and downs in the relationship between the two countries. He talked here with RN Breakfast's James Patterson.
Dr. Peter McCauley, from the Indonesian government's perspective, how well do you think relations between Canberra and Jakarta have been getting along in recent months?
Well, they were getting on reasonably well, of course, until after the election. The issue over asylum seekers and the management of the boat issue between the two countries was a fly in the ointment. I think we all knew that the new government would need to take these issues up with Indonesia. And indeed, the Prime Minister did take them up in the first few weeks in a visit to Jakarta. But it was also very clear, both before the election and naturally, of course, especially since the election, that the Indonesian side, the Indonesian government, is concerned about quite a wide range of issues. And issues between the two governments, I think it's fair to say, they're certainly not settled. On the Australian side, of course, the Prime Minister and the government are very concerned about what they call the border protection issue. On the Indonesian side, there are quite a wide range of issues that they are concerned about. People movement, both within Indonesia and across borders. And basically, the two governments are finding it rather difficult to find an acceptable middle ground.
Australia's asylum seeker policies are still clearly a concern for Jakarta. Is there a sense that Canberra isn't getting the message on this?
Yes, I think that's true. I think there are really two issues here. One is the specific issue of the management of asylum seeker policies between the two countries. The other issue, of course, is the broader one, which has attracted quite a lot of attention in the media in the past month or so, over intelligence issues between the two countries. I mean, this really set the cat amongst the pigeons, the suggestion that Australia was gathering intelligence on Indonesia and particularly information on the president's wife. This really made things a lot worse. But clearly one specific issue that is of particular importance to the government now is the boats issue. And this has just now been triggered in the last couple of days by the reports that two boats have come out of eastern Indonesia and have been sent back to Roti Island, very close to Kupang in western Timor.
And just on that, on Australia's turn back the boats policy, there's been reports that the Australian government will buy lifeboats to assist in that turn back policy. How's that news likely to be greeted in Jakarta?
I would have thought, my guess is, we don't know, of course, but my guess is the very first thing that Indonesia will want is more information. What exactly are the details here? For example, if you stop rickety sinking boats in the high seas and transfer all of these people to lifeboats and turn the lifeboats back to Indonesia, who owns those lifeboats? I mean, this is a Commonwealth. These will be Australian government assets. You transfer the ownership to somebody, presumably. If you don't transfer the ownership, then you've got boats that are arriving back in Indonesian waters that are not owned by anybody. I mean, will the boats have papers? Whose names will be on the papers as the owners of the boats? And these boats will be unregistered at the Indonesian end. Now, it's just Indonesia being a government. Officials will want to have precise details of what the legal implications of all of this are. And I imagine so do Australians. So does the Australian Parliament.
There's, of course, upcoming elections in Indonesia. The Foreign Minister, Marty Nadalegawa, says that any new government won't have a change in foreign policy. Does that include specifically its diplomatic relations with Australia?
We don't know. There will be parliamentary elections in April in Indonesia, and in fact, there are over 20,000 seats at the central government, provincial and local government elections being held. So there's a sweeping political change in April. And then there will be a new president. There will be a presidential election in July. Now, I'd say that once you've got a new president in, frankly, we don't know what it's likely to be. I mean, clearly, if a new president comes in and there's widespread parliamentary changes, many policies could be up for re-examination. It's the same in Australia. I mean, if there's a change of government, then policies get changed, and all policies really will be up for grabs in Indonesia by the middle of 2014. In 6 months' time, the political landscape will look quite different in Jakarta.
Given your background working in this area for the past four decades or so, Peter McCauley, what's your educated guess? What's the style of Indonesian government that you believe Australia will be conducting diplomatic relations with in 6 months' time?
Well, we don't know. We do have to remember that under the current presidency, President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono and his vice president, both of these leaders have really been very benign in the region towards ASEAN, in Southeast Asia and towards Australia. They have been steady, calm leaders. We will be lucky if the next president and the next parliamentary system is as easy to deal with as President SBY, as he is called. I mean, right now in Australia, people would be taking the view that SBY and the Indonesian government are a little difficult to deal with. Well, looking back over the history of Indonesia, it could certainly get a lot harder. It doesn't get any better than this. Both of the leaders, the president and the vice president, are basically very reasonable, benign people to deal with. We have to expect that by the middle of the year, the political waters at the Jakarta end might be getting a bit choppier, might be getting a bit harder to handle than things are right now.
That's Dr. Peter McCauley. He's a visiting fellow at the Indonesia Project at the Australian National University, and he spoke with James Patterson.